This is Vectis Radio. For the people, by the people.
Welcome back to the Monday Magazine here on Vectis Radio. As promised, I am joined by, well, is it Marilyn Monroe or is it Hannah Nixon? I'm never really quite sure. Say hello.
Hello, Kevin.
It's Marilyn. Yeah, Hannah Nixon is probably the world's best Marilyn Monroe, and she's here with me to tell us about a new show. Tell us all about it, Hannah.
Hi, Kevin. I don't know about the world's best, but I am good.
don't be modest.
It is the Rat Pack Spectacular Show. It's Medina Theatre this Friday. We've been on the island before. We came last year. We had a really, really good show, and we've been invited back. So, just to kind of promote it and let you know that we're about.
Okay. So, why are they called the Rat Pack? First question.
I think they look like rats, don't
is
you?
That
no,
what it
no
is?
I don't know.
Apart from
I don't
you.
Actually know. I mean, it's Dean Martin, Frank Sinatra, yeah. Sammy Davis Jr.
Do you know why?
I don't actually know why the Rat Pack. I'm going to have to Google that now, aren't I?
No, you'll have
I
to
don't
ask
know.
Them. Ask them when
I'll
you
ask
see
them.
Them
why
Friday.
Are you called the Rat Pack?
Yeah, come on, we want to know.
Yeah.
You can't just
bit of trivia. Yeah.
Yeah.
I suppose because in that kind of, you know, the Vegas scene, they were known as a, you know, you dirty rat.
Yeah.
You know, I suppose it was just the Rat Pack.
Yeah.
It sounded
yeah,
cool.
You're
you know,
just making it up.
Now. Yeah, I am. Yeah,
okay, yeah. Thanks for trying, though. Yeah. So the show's on Friday,
yes.
And you sort of travel the country with them, don't you?
Performing? Yes, I do. I do about 4 to 5 shows a year with them.
Yeah.
They work sort of 3-4 nights a week doing it. I come along if it's a special show or if it's a bigger theatre, they get me along. So yeah, I've been doing it for the last 4 years with them, and I've been doing Marilyn for the last 6 years.
Wow. And that's taken you what, all over the country, all over the world?
Yeah, all over the world. I have been to America, but all over the country I've been as high up as the Isle of Skye and as low as the Isle of Wight. not that we stoop that low on the island.
Yeah, and you were telling me earlier, it's fascinating stuff, that for some reason you got an invitation to a private view of was it her clothes collection?
Yes, there is a gentleman who lives on Jersey called David Gainsborough Roberts, who owns a very, very large collection of her personal items, her show clothes, and they are to be sold at auction this year in America. He's decided he's getting on a bit. He can't quite remember what clothing was from what show, and he's kind of said, look, it's time to split it up and sell it. It's about 8 million probably it's worth, the whole collection.
Wow.
And they showed it at the Chelsea Design Centre in May.
Yeah.
And I was invited very nicely with a VIP ticket to go and see the collection before it travels the world and then is split up and sold in November. So it was the last time they will be shown in the UK. It's now left the UK, so it's the last time it will be shown together as a collection. You can even see her footprints in her shoes still.
Amazing. And I remember from the last time we met, which is hard to believe it's a year ago.
It is. Happy birthday.
Thank you. But we chatted then about your love of not just being Marilyn, but your sort of attachment to her. So seeing all that... that collection must have been quite emotional for you.
Yes, it was almost, I mean, it sounds probably a bit dramatic, but it was almost like a relative had died and you were seeing their belongings laid out. And although, yes, you can't go and choose one and say, I'd like to have that to remember them by, unless you've got a lot of money. it was very strange because they are all almost as iconic as she is, the pieces, you know, the dress from Some Like It Hot. They are her, you know.
Yeah.
You know it's Marilyn instantly. It's very personal.
What got you into becoming Marilyn 6 years ago? How did it happen, Hannah?
I was in a show called Kiss Me Kate, and half of it is set sort of medieval times, half of it is set in the 50s, and I was playing the stage manager, which was actually written for a man, but I decided the director wanted me in it, so they said, well, could we write it for a female instead? So I called myself Dolores, which was in homage to a lady who was in Some Like It Hot, who actually died tragically in a fire, and she played Dolores in the film.
Yeah.
And somebody said to me, oh, you look like Marilyn Monroe. And I'd never, having been a fan for years, I'd never kind of thought about it. And I went home and I thought, well, I'm an actress, I can portray different people. Looked online, looked up Marilyn tributes and thought, yeah, I could do that. Yeah, okay, I will try it. And over 6 years, I've kind of perfected it to the best I can, really.
Yeah. And you, was it hard to actually get work once you'd started? It sounds such a niche thing to do, doesn't it?
For me, it's hard to get work because I don't just take every single thing that comes along. I am very selective because my portrayal is so personal to her, because, as I say, she's like a family member. I won't do everything that's offered, because to me, why would Marilyn be going out with 30 people on a stag night? You know, I like to remain classy, sophisticated, elegant, and in true Marilyn style, really. Yeah. You can get more work if you want it, but I also want to remain myself as well. I don't want to lose myself in just being Marilyn.
Yeah. Can you explain to people who maybe not seen you before what it is about Marilyn that you love so much? Not just you. I mean, lots of people still love her, don't they?
I think we can all identify with her, the ups and downs of life. She was a very normal, down-to-earth person. She had her own worries like we have. She had a dream and she went, you know what, I'm going for it. She, you know, before she died, she made 29 films, you know, before she was 35. So, you know, there's not many people that can leave that legacy behind. She just said, this is what I want to do, and she did it. So I think we can all kind of identify with her as just a normal human being.
Yeah. Well, is it fair, you know, the image you have is of a tragic heroine, really, isn't it, of Marilyn?
There's nothing tragic about my performance, Kevin. I never portray the tragedy.
No.
That everybody knows anyway, that goes without saying. I focus on the life, I focus on the childlike qualities, not necessarily the childish, but the childlike qualities, the innocence. Don't forget, with Marilyn, she was a character. It was Norma Jean being Marilyn Monroe. Yeah. So she herself was playing a character. So yeah. I'm almost playing Hannah Nixon, playing Norma Jean, playing Marilyn Monroe. So, you know, she only showed you what she wanted you to see. Yeah. So therefore, I'm only showing the audience what I want them to see of Marilyn.
Yeah. And do you feel as though you know Norma Jean as much as you know Marilyn then? Is that what you had to do when you first started to impersonate, in quotes, Marilyn Monroe?
Yeah, that's quite... I don't think I've ever thought about that. I think Norma Jean, you never got to see as much, apart from in some rare interviews where she would sort of be very thoughtful and maybe stutter slightly and think about what she was saying more. There's more research to be done on Norma Jean. Marilyn, you know, you can kind of go, oh yeah, that's what Marilyn Monroe was like. So I don't know. I think every young woman is probably Norma Jean, really. We all worry what we look like, how we sound, how we dress, what the world's thinking about us.
Yeah.
And it's only Marilyn that allows us to go, this is what you'll think.
Yeah.
It gives us a nice glass to hide behind.
Yeah. And do you feel as though you really do know her now? Do you think you've reached the limit of your knowledge and You've perfected the act, if you know what I mean?
I will never know all I want to know, but I feel for me, I know my Marilyn.
Yeah.
And I can probably tap into your Marilyn and show you that when I need to.
Yeah.
I think, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good answer. And when people come and see you at Mandina on Friday,
yes,
what will you be doing for them? Is it just songs? Or
I am their special guest, yes. So I, not to give too much away, but there is a wind machine. So I do appear on stage with them. I support them. I do sing a couple of songs. I may well get somebody up from the audience.
Yeah.
I do the curtain calls with them. So I am a support act for them. I am their special guest. Really, really good show. There's a live 8-piece orchestra, the three main guys, Sinatra, Frank, Sammy Davis and Dean. And it's a good all-round show.
Yeah.
And, something for everyone.
And it's nice that it's come to the Isle of Wight.
Absolutely.
It did come last year, didn't it?
It did come last year to Shanklin. We're now at Medina.
Yeah.
We want to reach out to a different audience as well. And it's really nice to be back, and also nice to be on my home territory.
Lovely. Yeah, and it's good. And also the final chance for a bit of a plug Hannah.
Yes.
unless you've got something else to throw at us. You were talking, when we were just warming up for this, about a new idea you've got to bring a bit more of Marilyn to the Isle of Wight.
Yes, I have been working with a local pianist. For now, we shall call him S. He is a very good plunker, and he and I are working on an evening with Marilyn, a very relaxed cabaret style evening, where you kind of can ask questions if you wish to Marilyn as well, all of the songs from her shows, the story behind the songs, stories about her life, a very sort of almost like an audience with feel that they used to do on telly.
That's fantastic. And is that a definite it's going to happen?
Absolutely.
Do you know when?
I'm saying beginning of December.
Okay.
We all want something nice for Christmas.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And give us a quick recap then, Hannah, about Friday's show.
Friday night, Medina Theatre. Curtain goes up at 7:30, although Medina Theatre, I think they go across rather than up. Be there at 7. Tickets are available on Medina's website. Yeah. And come and see us. Come and have a meet and greet afterwards, have a photo. Yeah. And hope to see you all there.
Nobody will get a better offer, will they?
They certainly won't.
Come and have a photo with Marilyn.
Nobody will get a better Friday night offer than that, really. I don't.
Right, that's enough. Right, okay, thanks very much, Hannah. So that's the Rat Pack at Medina Theatre with Marilyn on Friday night. So thanks, Hannah. Well, I hope it won't be another year before we talk again, but maybe before Christmas, just before you do your evening with Marilyn.
That would be very nice. Thank you very much, Kevin.
See you soon. www.vectisradio.com